Until a few days ago, 21-year-old Jody Thompson didn't have a war. Back in 1991, the young girl had been too preoccupied with boys, phones, and acne to pay much attention to the Persian Gulf War. All she remembered were TV images of white flashes tearing through the green night sky, and hearing about Scud missiles being fired at Israel and Saudi Arabia. She wasn't proud of how little she recalled, but 14-year-old girls have 14-year-old priorities. Vietnam belonged to her parents, and all she knew about Korea was that during her junior year of college, the veterans had finally gotten a memorial. World War II was her grandparents' war, yet oddly enough she was coming to know it best of all. 5 days before, Jody had left behind her sobbing parents, her ecstatic little brother, her boyfriend next door, and her sad Springer Spaniel Ruth, and flown from Rockville Center, Long Island, to Germany to intern on the feature film Tirpitz. Until she sat down on the plane with the script, Jody knew almost nothing about Adolf Hitler, the Third Reich, or the Axis. Occasionally, her grandmother spoke reverently about President Roosevelt, and now and then her grandfather said something respectful about Truman, whose A-bomb saved him from being butchered in a prison camp in Burma, a camp where he'd once bitten the ear of a man who was torturing him. When Jody asked her grandfather why he'd done that, didn't it only make the torture worse, the gentle man had replied,
"Sometimes you just have to do what you have to do."
Other than that, the only time Jody encountered the war was on TV, when she flashed past an A&E documentary on her way to MTV. Now Jody was taking a crash course in the chaos that had engulfed the world. She hated to read. TV guide articles lost her halfway through. Yet she'd been mesmerized by the script of the American-German co-production. It wasn't just ships and guns, as she'd feared. It was about people. From it, she learned about the hundreds of thousands of sailors who'd served on the icy waters of the Arctic, and the tens of thousands of sailors who'd drowned there. She learned about Tirpitz's sister ship, the Bismarck, the terror of the seas. She learned that factories, based on Long Island, had played a large, proud role in building warplanes for the Allies. She learned that many soldiers had been people no older than her boyfriend, and they'd been just as scared as Dennis would have been. And since she'd come to the set, Jody had seen that powerful script come to life. Today, by a cottage in Garbsen, outside Hanover, she had watched the cast film scenes in which a disgraced former SA officer leaves his family to exonerate himself on the German battleship. She had seen the gripping special effects footage of the attack by RAF Lancasters that had capsized the battleship in Tromsø Fjord, Norway, in 1944, entombing 1,000 crew members. And here, in the prop trailer, she had touched actual pieces of the war. Jody still found it difficult to believe that such madness had taken place, even though the evidence was spread on the tables before her. It was an unprecedented array of vintage medals, lanyards, gorgets, cuff titles, weapons, and memorabilia on loan from private collectors in Europe and the United States. On the shelves were carefully preserved leather-bound maps, military books, and fountain pens from the library of Generalfeldmarschall von Harbau, unknown from his son. In a file box in the closet were photographs of the Tirpitz taken by reconnaissance aircraft and midget submarines. And in a plexiglass case was a fragment of one of the 12,000-pound Tallboy bombs that had hit the ship. The rusted 6-inch shard was going to be used as a background image for the closing credits crawl.